Marcellus shook his head. No. His voice rose in fear. But what will we do if it does come? How do you fight a ghost? Another voice rose from the fog, laughing. Oh, what is all this nonsense? Bernardo says you've seen a ghost. How absurd. It was Horatio, a friend of young Prince Hamlet's from school. Horatio was still laughing when suddenly it appeared. A ghost, dressed for battle, stepped out of the fog. The ghost looked just like Hamlet's father, the dead king of Denmark. The men could hardly breathe. Then, just as suddenly as it appeared, the ghost was gone. Even Horatio was shaking now.
Okay, let's take a minute to make sure we know what's going on here. The story starts in the middle of the night in front of some big castle. Two guards, Marcellus and Bernardo, have been up all night keeping watch. It's the perfect setting for a ghost story. A cold, dark, and foggy night. And sure enough, a ghost has been hanging around, scaring the two guards. That third guy, Horatio, doesn't believe them, but then he sees the ghost for himself and even recognizes who it is. It's the ghost of his friend Hamlet's dad. Usually in ghost stories, a dead person becomes a ghost because he's got some kind of unfinished business in the world of the living. Why do you think Hamlet's father is a ghost? And what will these three guys do about it? Let's keep reading from the middle of page 7, starting with the paragraph that reads, "The three men huddled around the small fire."
The three men huddled around the small fire and tried to figure out why the ghost had come. Lately, nothing seemed right in Denmark. Hamlet should have been crowned king after his father's death, but at the time, he had been away at school in Germany. Before Hamlet could get back home, the king's brother, Claudius, seized the throne. But that wasn't all. Soon after, Claudius married Hamlet's mother, the queen. Hamlet's father was barely cold in his grave. Was it any surprise?